This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 75. And on this week's episode, we are talking about what it really takes to build a six-figure digital course business. I'm going to walk you through how I would do it if I was starting today to get my business to the six-figure level in the next 12 months or so. So if you're looking to leverage the power of online courses in your online business, stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm really excited for this week's episode because I'm doing something a little bit different. So up to this point on the show, I really do a lot of like behind the scenes, what's working, and people love that. You know, we've heard from you guys that you really like when we do those style of podcasts. But what I found is that as my business is growing and we're doing some more advanced stuff, some of you in my audience that want some of the basics, the fundamentals, some of the quick and implementable strategies that don't require a massive launch are looking for some extra insight. So starting today with this episode, we're going to do a 3 to 4 part kind of beginner series. And we're going to be talking about various aspects. I've been surveying my audience inside of my group via email to get some real insight on what it is that you guys want to learn more about. And one of the things that's coming up for a lot of people is how do you actually build a digital course business. Now, what's even cooler is with this episode, we actually have a full-blown ultimate guide that goes with it over on my blog. You do not have to opt in for it. It's just there waiting for you. But if you want to opt in, you can also download a PDF copy of the entire guide, as well as some checklists to go with it. So we'll link that up at the end, but it'll be where our show notes usually are. So heartsoulhustle.com/75. So I just wanted to kind of tee up what we're going to be talking about today. And now we get to dive into the good stuff. So, you know, I get asked on a regular basis, well, how do I get to six figures? And for some reason, lots of people want to hit that six figure mark. But this question comes across my desk so often that I decided, look, we should just do a show on it, give the audio version, the written version, and really give people what it takes. Now, I just want to be super clear that this is not exactly how I built my business. A lot of similarities. I'm not going to share anything that I haven't personally done. However, this is how I would build it knowing what I know now. So if I was to rewind to the first 2 to 3 months of my business when I decided I was really going to dive into courses, this is a learn from my mistakes and do it better style podcast. So I want to walk you through these kind of phases. And in my mind, it really breaks down to a number of different phases, but there's really 5 basic steps that you have to take. And that is, number one, you kind of get started and you get your first launch out there or your first $1,000 in sales. Then you kind of go to your first like real launch. This is, you've got a product you know sells, you want to get your email list maybe up to your first 1,000, and you really want to get your business to kind of the $5,000 mark. Then you want to up level and shoot for your first 5-figure launch. And you're just going to keep testing products until you get to a $10,000 launch. And then once you've done that, you've got an email list, you've got a product. Now you're just going to create consistent content on a regular basis to kind of get to that $50,000 mark. Then after that, I would go for a big launch. I would go for a $20,000 to $50,000 launch, reverse engineer it, know your numbers, and do your biggest launch ever. So that, you know, my mind would be, listen, you want an email list of 4,000 to 5,000 people, a digital course that you can sell again and again, and $100,000 in sales revenue. Now, we'll go a little deeper on each of these, but the big thing that I want to hit home with is that you really want to focus in on one product and scaling it up. So I actually have a client that I worked with who helps hairstylists on Instagram. And when we started working together, she had a small Instagram following, small compared to like the massive people out there. She actually had, I want to say, around 10,000 people on Instagram, but she didn't have an email list. She didn't have all of this stuff. And we worked together and it took about a year to scale that one digital course she made on Instagram up to the $100,000 mark. And knowing what I know now, that's what I would do. I would create one product and really hit it home. our goal anytime we create a product is to really bring it to the six-figure mark before we pivot and start creating new products. So you get the product out there, you test if it works, and if it does get some kind of grip in the marketplace, then you scale up. So I just wanted to kind of lead in with that very high level view of what we're going to talk about today and explain it to you that it's not, you don't need a million products. You can do this with one product. And it's not just you can do this with one product, it's I've coached my own clients and students through it with one product, so I know that this is a valid way to go about it, okay? So let's start in phase one. In phase one of scaling up your business, what I would do is shoot to make your first $1,000 and start to build your email list. Now, I'm going to touch briefly on what we do here, but I have an entire podcast dedicated to the first $1,000 launch, episode number 20. It's a strategy I still recommend, and I continue to recommend it to this day because it freaking works. We actually just did something very similar to this to launch one of our most recent products that we have in beta, and we did a $20,000 launch on it, leveraging a very similar strategy. So the basic gist of this is I recommend using something like lead pages. You could use ClickFunnels or Kajabi, and you just put a live video from YouTube on this page, and you basically run a free webinar. Okay. Now, what's really cool about this is webinars take a lot of work to perfect, and that's why a lot of people avoid them. But our goal with this is not to create a really great sales webinar. It's to create a really high value webinar based on what you know, and then sell the replay of it for $97 with a bonus. And in our case, we do something like, you know, maybe you throw in some PDF workbooks, maybe you offer 20-minute coaching calls to anybody that joins. But really what you're doing with this is you're testing out if your ideas and what you want to sell even has grip in the marketplace. So many people want to jump into big webinars and big challenges, but they don't even know if their product or positioning is going to sell. This way, you're able to host a very low-cost webinar. That's why I recommend YouTube and like lead pages, because you can just throw a video on lead pages and go live just like you would with a webinar. And again, we break down how to do that in episode 20, which we'll link up in the show notes. You run this webinar, and then you really do whatever it takes to get 150 to 200 people signed up. This could be Facebook ads. This could be reaching out to your existing audience. This could be asking people to share it for you. But your goal is to just build that list of your first 150, 200 people and give them a really high value training that's so good that they want to buy a replay. Now, once you're done with that, where you should be is you have, you know, about 150 people on your list and you've made $1,000. But more than that, you've proven that whatever you want to teach, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you've created a very high value masterclass or webinar on, you can start to formulate that into a product. Okay, because you validated the demand in the marketplace for what you have to teach and you generated your first $1,000 in sales so that you can now use money and put it back into your business. Now, what I would recommend is, listen, if this is not your bread and butter or you're getting started and you still have a day job or this isn't your primary source of revenue, take your first big influx of cash, take $100 and treat yourself, but put the rest right back into the business, okay? At my current level, we try not to reinvest more than 50% into the business because we use a scale called profit first. I can talk about that in another episode. But basically, when you're getting started, I recommend you put a little more back into the business, okay? So now that you kind of have this idea here, what I recommend for is shooting for a $5,000 launch. So that can be a little bit daunting, but say that you're going to price your product at $200. Why 200? Well, because we find that 200 really pushes people out of their comfort zone, but it's not so expensive that you're going to struggle to sell it. And when you look at that, you really need to sell 25 units. So when we break it down into turning your free training into a course of some kind, you just have to sell 25 units. Now, there's so many ways that you can launch. You can do webinars, you can do challenges, you can promote to your email list if you've already gotten one and you're kind of building it up. Maybe you already have an email list while you're listening to this, maybe you don't. But on the resource that we're linking up in the show notes, we talk about the pros and cons of each. What I personally recommend to get started is a challenge. Why? Because there's so much content on my site about it, so many podcasts about it. You get a conversion rate of like 3-5% without really struggling. So you need to get 400 to 500 people in a challenge. The other nice thing about a challenge is that if you only get, say, 100 or 200 people signed up to the first one, you can use the exact same challenge and just launch it again, which is really stinking cool. So the second tier of your business is, listen, you've got this idea that you validated because people paid you for it. You did a free masterclass that you sold the replay of. Now you're turning it into a course and you're selling it with an actual launch. Now, the first launch can feel a little daunting. What I recommend is organic promotion, meaning you're going to post on your Facebook, you're going to post on your Instagram, you're going to post everywhere, every day to get people signed up. The second thing is referral promotion. So I would personally reach out to anyone that bought that masterclass and ask them to share your free challenge. You can say something like, hey, Judy, let's say Judy signed up. Hey, Judy, I noticed that you bought my masterclass because you really enjoyed it. And I'm actually doing a challenge that goes even deeper on this. First thing, I'd love to invite you to this. But second, because I know you enjoyed my classes, if you think your audience or any of your friends would get value, I'd really appreciate it if you'd share it out. So many people discount this, and we literally get hundreds of people into our promotions by asking quality students to share. And then, of course, I would recommend paid promotion as well. So I would run some ads, because if you want to get 400 people signed up, right, and let's say you spend $2 a lead, there's that $800 you made in that first launch, right? So you've generated revenue in that first launch, bring it back into the business and run some ads to build the list and generate revenue. So if you look at it in like a 3 to 4 week window, you know, maybe 1 to 2 months, it's first you're going to plan out and create the content, then you're going to start inviting people, and then you're going to launch, then you're going to sell. Now that's about a 4 to 6 week process. Prior to that, you need to actually create the product, right? Because you're going to turn that free class into your first product. So now you create an amazing experience for these customers. You can offer a training to them via a course. And now you've done your first launch. Now here's the thing. You might be like, well, what if that launch doesn't go well? Or what if I get stuck here? Then this is the phase where you continue to launch over and over again on a small scale until you get everything working just right. And once you do that, you're going to have your list somewhere between 700 to 1,000 people, and you move into what I kind of call the third phase. And the third phase is where you really start to kind of see the exponential growth kick in. And this could happen 5 to 6 months in, but at this point, you've done some really essential stuff. You validated a product idea with your first launch. You've moved that idea into action with a $5,000 sale of your course. And I talked about this on the show before, but just a quick note, I recommend that you pre-sell the course, and the first run of it you do in real time with like weekly trainings, but you could build it in advance. You've now built a list of subscribers who are becoming fans because you've got all this content you've been pushing to them. And more importantly, you've showed yourself you can launch. You've made money a couple of times. When people make money the first time, especially from what I've seen, people kind of go, well, do I actually know what I'm doing, or did I get lucky? Once you do it a couple times, you're not getting lucky. You know what you're doing. So now you go into your bigger launches. And this is where you want to start to have your first $10,000 launch. And all this is going to look like is an up-leveled version of your last launch. Because now you've got testimonials, you've got a product, now it's time to start to go in and work on the branding, right? Get a nice sales page. I said nice, not expensive. You can use lead pages, you can use Insta pages. Lead pages was one of my weapons early on. We had this ridiculously bad copy, bad sales video lead page that I used up until we made over $100,000 on my first really profitable course for Heart, Soul, and Hustle. But we did it all via lead pages, okay? So you need to, once you get that first launch out there, start to up-level the content and start to get testimonials, right? So get testimonials, build the sales page, and move into a membership platform if you haven't already. Teachable, Think Ific, Kajabi. And then finally, if you've got the revenue and you struggle, you can always hire a designer to have them make whatever resources come with your course. I find that having a designer create a few templates or cheat sheets for a course just immediately changes the value. Okay. Now, in the back of your mind, you're already going, well, a $10,000 launch, that feels so far off. But here's the thing. The difference between a $1,000 launch and a $10,000 launch, it's the numbers. You're in business and it's a numbers game. So if you want to 10x your launch, 10x the number of leads that come in. If you want to double your launch, you could double the price of the program. Now, on the resource that I recommend over at heartsoulhustle.com/75, we've got the exact process to go through to kind of reverse engineer that launch. And we've got it in the cheat sheets for you as well. But really, your goal here is to just get that first 5K launch. Now you're into phase four. And this is where you start seeing these kind of mid-level launches. This is where you see people doing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 launches, right? You're starting to go a little bit bigger. And the biggest thing that you need to realize here is this is where you shift from trying to sell everything every single month, every single day, to taking 2 to 3 months to plan out a highly profitable launch. Now, this was the phase where my mentor stepped in and said, listen, Zach, you can keep doing little $10,000 promotions over and over and over again, but they take 1 to 2 months and you cap out. In my case, I was capping out at $20,000 in revenue. I can only make, in theory, $120,000 a year if I'm launching once every 2 months in a very limited time frame, right? So now it's the time to start thinking about, okay, I'm going to spend 3, 4, 5, 6 months planning a launch and putting in the work. Now, here's the reality. There are people out there who are going to tell you, like, well, just do a big webinar and just do a big launch. In my experience, you're going to struggle. Give yourself time to make it happen. I get it. We're in marketing. Everybody wants to do it in 30 days. In my mind, it's going to take you 5, 6 months to get to this point, and then you're going to spend another 3 to 4 months optimizing this launch, okay? Then continue to upgrade the course. Too many people get a decent course that sells and they don't continue to upgrade it. Our first course, we upgraded at least 6 times before we retired it for, I want to say, 5 or 6 launches, right? Because you need to realize that as you start selling more and as you scale up, people will vouch for you in the work that you do if you're constantly improving your content. And I get that we don't talk about it, but word of mouth marketing is so valuable and you can't really buy it. You can only create it by giving people a fantastic experience. So now you're going to start to plan out that launch. And in the meantime, this is where you start building your list. Now, we've got a ton of episodes on the show where we've talked about list building, episode 14, episode 16, episode 22. I could go into all of those, but what I want you to know is this fourth phase is about 3 to 4 months of planning stacked on top of 3 to 4 months of list building. So you're consistently building your list while you're prepping for your biggest launch ever. And this is good news for you, because how do you do a $40,000 or $50,000 launch, right? You take your $10,000 launch and you 4X it. Again, it's all about the numbers. And if you're like, well, what does that mean? Listen, crunch the numbers. If you have a $200 product and you want to make $40,000, you need to sell 200 units. If you're going to do a challenge, that means you need about 3,000 leads. So spend the next couple of months getting all those leads, running ads, creating really good content. And again, that's why I reference some of the episodes on the podcast, because I get it. You might be like, well, how do I build my list? Or what do I talk about? Or what am I supposed to do to get those leads? And there's a million strategies, right? You could do Facebook ads. You could do Instagram. You could do Pinterest. It doesn't really matter what you do. The reality is most stuff works. It's just about picking one and being consistent. So again, it can get a bit daunting as these numbers start to grow. But remember, in your launch, your goal is to put $1 into ads and get $2 to $4 off, right? So if the budget is daunting or the numbers seem too big, you can always do 2 launches at $20,000 over 3 to 6 months. This is just a framework. I want you to be hearing this. And my goal with this is to get your mind turning about how do you scale up in that first year? How do you actually get there? Because if you remove the fancy marketing messages like, you know, make $10,000 in just 30 days, and we really talk about what it takes to scale a business, these are the conversations that we need to have. Now, I think it's worth noting at this phase, this kind of second to last phase, if you will, of hitting six figures, that the debrief and improvements to your launch are essential at every single level. So every time you've launched up to this point, you should be going back and saying, what worked, what didn't, and what are my numbers? What is it costing me to make $1,000? How many people do I need? What is my conversion rate? How is my product selling at the current rate? Once you make money, that's the first half of the battle. Then the second half is turning that success or failure into data. And too many people skip this step. You have to go back and decide what worked, what didn't, and why. Because if you skip that, you're just kind of guessing. You're guessing what's going to work. And good businesses don't guess. They make projections. They make estimates. They pay attention to what is and isn't working in the marketplace, and they adjust accordingly. And if you want to be a business owner, you get to do the same thing. So it's really important. I won't harp on this too much, but it's really important that you do quality debriefs every step of the way. Okay. Now, the last phase of this is where you're going to get to, you've made about $50,000 on your course. You've got your list somewhere around 3,000 people, maybe 4,000. But this is where it gets fun, because now you can do all the fun stuff that you've been seeing. You can put affiliates into your offers. You could develop an evergreen offer. You could keep launching. You could start to bring on high level one-to-one offers that might convert. But this is the part where you get to have fun and you get to play. See, this is the part that everybody dreams about getting to, but not enough of us are talking about the work it takes to get there. Because if you want an evergreen product, you need to make sure you have a product that sells in a launch. And at this point, you would have. If you want to start bringing in affiliates, affiliates don't want to sell stuff that might not sell. They want you to prove that you've got a product that sells. Well, you're doing that. You're proving your product sells by launching. You can start to introduce one-on-one offers, because as you start to launch your course and build your list, you now have a list of people you can shoot an email to say, hey, do you want to learn more from me? Click here to sign up now. That could be coaching. That could be consulting. That could be high-level packages of a different kind, masterminds. But at this point, you don't just have a list or a product. You've got a validated product and you've got a quality list, okay? Now, if that stuff doesn't sound quite as appealing to you and you're like, no, I just want to keep launching, then this is where you get to start launch stacking. And launch stacking is a concept that I did not come up with. You might have heard it before, but it's the basic concept of, if you do more than just one type of thing in your launch, you'll get better results. So for example, if someone signs up for a webinar and a challenge, right? We put them through a 5-day challenge and a webinar. It increases our conversion rates and it gets us more leads. You get more time to generate leads. You get more ways to generate leads, and you get more potential and time frame to actually build up your launch. Now, I want to walk you through my actual budget from a $60,000 launch that we did, right? Because if you're at this level, like, again, just to lay the foundation, you just finished this kind of phase four, you got about 50 grand that you've made. If you want to do a $50,000 to $60,000 launch, our expenses were about $9,000 in advertising and contractors. Okay. At this point, you want to have about 25 to 30K in profits. And I get it. Spending 10 grand of that can be a little bit daunting, but here's the thing. You have now launched this offer several times. You know what works, what doesn't. And at this point, you should just be adding gasoline to the proverbial sales fire. You shouldn't be going, I hope this launch works. You should be saying, I know this launch works. That's why I can put more budget behind it. We're also not guessing if this offer is going to land in the marketplace. This is why picking one offer and scaling it over a year is such a good strategy. And then finally, remember, look, it takes money to make money. That book I was talking about, we'll link it up in the show notes. I've talked about it on here before. It's called Profit First. But in the Profit First model, you're still allocating half of the money coming in back into the business if you're not making $1 million a year. See, I get it. On day one, $100 on ads feels like a lot. But on day 1,000, $100 is nothing. Your risk tolerance and anxiety is going to get better the more you launch. But again, you've got this. At this point, I wouldn't go about trying to launch closer to that $10,000, $20,000 mark over and over again. You've proven that you can do that. Now's the time to go for the Mac Daddy launch, because guess what? That's when the lifestyle business starts, okay? Now, I just want to very briefly say, like, well, what's next, right? So hitting that six-figure mark, it's really just the beginning, because once you get to that point, then you get to take it to the next level. I personally decided to join a very high-level mastermind. I spent $20,000. But there's other things you could do. You could invest in a high-level coach. You could start joining some of the high-level online courses, right? Now, I would say every 1 to 2 months, I'm buying a $1,000 to $2,000 online course to continue my education. You can start doing events and doing some networking with this revenue, right? I totally get the go to events to build your business model, but I like to build my business so that when I go to events, I have something to talk about. I have a product to sell. I'm using the business's money to take me events. I'm not out of pocket hoping to generate leads. You can start building joint venture partnerships. With the course that I scaled up first, we did a few joint ventures after it had made about $100,000. And those joint ventures generated anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 in sales without me promoting. So you could even start thinking about other products to expand your revenue streams. The thing that I wanted to end this recording on and this kind of process is to let you know, six figures is not the end. It's the beginning of a whole new game. And hopefully this has given you kind of the 20,000 view roadmap of what it takes to get there. Okay. So let's just recap these phases really quick. And again, if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/75, we have this spelled out in even greater detail. I want to say it's like 7,000 or 8,000 words, graphics, images, infographics. If you're a Pinterest junkie, you can pin it. But here are what those five phases to creating a six-figure course business looks like. Number one is getting your first $1,000 and validating your product. You have to make sure that you've got a product that's going to scale with you. Number two is going through that first like real launch. Trying to maybe pre-sell your course or turn that info product idea into an actual course and generate about $5,000 and get your email list to 1,000 people. Then you get to move up to these mini promos that you see people doing where it's like, I'm going to run a quick challenge and make $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. This is where you've got the course completed, you've moved it to a membership site, and you're starting to upgrade your content and up-level your launches. The fourth phase is kind of getting to that $50,000 mark. It's starting to create weekly content that builds your list. It's starting to run regular ads for list building and reinvesting what you've generated. And your goal should now be to do a couple of $20,000, $30,000 launches or a big $40,000 launch to push you to that halfway mark. Then by the time you get to phase five, you've got $50,000 in revenue you've generated in theory. You've got an email list, you know what launches work, now it's just time to play with the big dogs and scale it up. So in the end, if you carried out this plan, you know, over the next, again, this is like a 6 to 12 month plan. 6 months if you're a speed demon, 12 months if it's gonna take you some time to get there, right? But that's okay. In the end, you should have an email list of 4,000 to 5,000 people, a digital course that's actually validated, sold, upgraded, and quality, so you're putting out quality content, not just content, and you've done $100,000 in sales revenue to kind of know exactly where you are. You've hit that six-figure mark, and now you get to start playing the big game and implementing some of these little strategies that you hear me talking about, like implementing messenger bots to scale up your launches, putting funnels in place, going evergreen, okay? So again, we've got all this for you over at heartsoulhustle.com/75. When you head over there, I recommend that you go ahead and opt in for this little content upgrade we've got for you, which is the entire guide in a PDF plus checklist for each of these five phases of the key things that you should be focusing on. So check that out, heartsoulhustle.com/75. And I'll wrap this episode with this little note. I'm really excited for this beginner series because this scary trend I've seen online is that everybody wants everything now. We think everything is achievable in 30 days. And the reality is strong businesses require strong foundations, and strong foundations are not built overnight. They're built with time, they're built with strategy, and they're built with diligence. And my hope is that in this first kind of beginner training podcast series that I'm playing with, you're starting to realize, look, if we go back to the basics and we build online businesses just like we would build an offline business, you're going to set yourself up for even greater levels of success. So get out there, get hustling, check out that resource, and I'll be back next week with another episode in our beginner series of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.